So I don't believe that I have to look for you because I know exactly where to find you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Thursday's edition of radio. Good afternoon to you. The sun rises here and my name is Joyce. First hour, Confessions Thursday, then we segue to the Lords of Logic. I think for the Lords of Logic, we're going to revisit Nobody's Perfect. I think we're yet to thoroughly ingest that topic. I think we need to arrive at something that can be regarded as a collection of social opinions enough to establish social consciousness on the topic. And I don't think we're there yet, even though I have another topic which I think is necessary for us to debate. I don't know how it's going to go. We'll probably start with that first. We'll start with, on Lords of Logic, that is, we'll start first with Nobody's Perfect, and then we will segue, if there's enough time on the clock, which I fear that there wouldn't be, we'll segue to the other topic. Otherwise, I think you know how this one works. When you call in, you don't say your name. Good afternoon to you. It is Confessions Thursday. We open this up to everyone who has something to say, a story that they've never shared with anyone, a secret that they're willing to share. When you call in, you don't say your name because it affords you the opportunity to not get known. Even while you're telling your story, to not be identified, because I think that's also necessary when people get to share secrets. And also it affords you the privilege of hindsight to tell the story again, afford us the opportunity to learn from your experience. But even better, you get to look at that situation again and see exactly where you could have had it better, done different, come out on top, or maybe have done, or maybe pushed for a different outcome. I think many times it is time that gives us the privilege to see that we could have done things better. And maybe when you talk about it, you get to see where you should have done something better. Remember, you have the option of public opinion, particularly if you think that there is something that the public can say that might afford you another perspective. If you think you want public opinion in anything that you share with us today on the show, absolutely. Now to everyone else on the show, you're going to withhold judgment. My guess is you're going to hear something that moves you to judge. Judge in terms of condemnation. That would not be allowed. And I think you understand why. So given that we all understand how this works, welcome once again. It is time now for Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190, Nigeria Info, the sunny side, we begin. Good afternoon, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, my sister.
You have a confession?
I have a confession. I have something that has been bothering my mind for years now.
Go ahead.
I'm really ready to share it with people.
Please go ahead.
A long time ago, before I got married, I was into a date. So I'm so much in love with this girl. 100% in love with this girl. So out of being in love with the girl, and then I'm jobless. I just finished school. I was still searching for a job. So out of that love I have, I'm scared rather of losing her. So I started like cooking some kinds of lies. As I'm trying to frame some things, that then I was like helping someone then. I was like lying that the person is this, is that, is my backbone and all those stuff. So to the extent I'm a gift phone to someone, until the girl fell in love with me, right? But she never trusted me. So I was like, I lied to gain that trust. So along the line, something happened. So I now discovered that she herself, she's not 100%. Maybe there's something she found on my phone and all those stuff. So I still very much want to keep that date. I still want to keep that relationship. So I now went at her back, date someone else. To the extent that maybe I went for introduction and all those things. Later I get to know. Ever since then, it broke up. So I've been looking for a way. I've prayed over it. I'm looking for a way to reconcile with her and to explain things that I've done then. I'm supposed to have done better. I'm supposed to have handled the matter in a way around. But the way I handle it, I know I'm 100% at fault. Which till today, any day I remember that thing, it still haunts me. There are so many things I can't disclose on air that really happened.
It's evident from your story that there are many things you're not even saying. So hold on a second. Let me establish that I understand you. You are saying you were in love with a girl. You wanted to keep her. But first, you were not truthful to her.
I'm not truthful. Good. I'm faithful, but I'm not truthful. I was trying to hide some things. Maybe she may like me. It would change her mind and all those things.
When you say faithful, here you mean that you didn't cheat on her sexually.
I don't do that.
Yeah, but in the same breath, we can say that you were not faithful because you were not honest. Do you understand that? So I don't know that you get the credit for being faithful.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you don't get the credit for being faithful. Now, hold on a second. Then you say you went behind her back to date someone and then engage the person and marry them?
At long run, so the family of the girl, they started creating some kind of hatred for me. They don't want to accept me. So I have seen the language already.
Wait, which girl's family didn't accept you? Your first girlfriend, the one you loved?
Yes, the one I love. So the family started creating some hatred, as in trying to convince her that this and that and all those things. And she now bringing the attitude. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She never come out straight. But a body language was like trying to tell me something. So I was like, let me find a miss. Let me find another miss. Wow. Maybe if she just get dumped me so I can be into this. So at long run, maybe something started happening. And I started working, which I wanted to repay her for what she have done for me. But then she started creating some kind of act. So on her phone, I now discovered that she went at my back to have something with another guy. I get me. So that makes me get angry. So I started doing some kind of things. So it caused a conflict between us, even the family and all those stuff. So I've been looking for a way, having to resolve, maybe to beg her to plead. Maybe she can forgive me. But she has blocked me on all social media that can get her, even a phone. I don't even have a phone number.
The story appears as though that you have done, I think both of you have done so much damage to this relationship. Even if there was a chance of reviving it, it would really be thin.
Yes,
really be thin. Because I think you guys you've hurt her, she's hurt you. Or maybe she did something and you used that as an excuse to hurt her. And then in the same vein, you hurt yourself. Now she's blocked you. Do you know where to find her? I don't know whether that's a good idea, but I'm thinking you go pay her a visit.
I still want to find her. Maybe.
Do you know where?
I know where to find her. I still know her shop very well.
You want to go there?
But my fear is that maybe she will accept me. I don't know if she has married or maybe she has moved on. She must have moved on. But I want to know. You know, maybe when she see me now, started flaring up and all those stuff. And now, assuming she has married now, it's a little bit easier for me.
Yeah.
Said I'm sorry then. But maybe if she's not married and she see me, she may still be angry.
Yeah. Okay, so why do you want to see her? Why?
I just want to plead, maybe for forgiveness or something. I feel I'm guilty.
Okay.
I feel so.
Okay. Now, it's not like you want the relationship back. You just want to say you're sorry.
I don't want to say I'm sorry.
You can pay. If you know where to find her, you can take a risk and pay her a visit. You should be open to the fact that she's not going to accept you. One, I think she's going to be shocked. Two, she might not accept to see you or speak with you. But at least you can try. I said, let it be that you tried.
All right,
just try.
I will give it a try.
Yeah, just give it a try. It's worth trying now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Sure, bless you too. Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have some, but I want to deliberate on death of David when he said he had two girls and then he loved the new one than the old one.
Who's David?
David.
Who's David?
Your last message. Was it? It was David. He said, "Jane."
Who's that?
I think before the 12 o'clock news, they were deliberating on David.
Oh no, that's a different show. No, I don't even know what you're talking about. That's a different show.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday, 0700 993 993 993 01465 7190. It's about secrets. When you're calling, you don't say your name, but at least you know mine. My name's Joyce. Hello. I lost Jamaica back. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, sometime last year, I had an affair with, I had a girlfriend, okay, so I was in school. I was supposed to graduate last year. She was also in school with me. And then eventually before we finished, she got pregnant. Okay, so she said she cannot go graduate and go back home except we go see her parents and tell them that we are coming for introduction and all that. And I wasn't ready. I wasn't financially buoyant as at that time, and I had no job as well. So the parents were like pressuring me to do so, which I couldn't, and I gave them valid reason why I couldn't. But eventually they took the girl away, and I don't know where she went to. Earlier this year, she put to bed, and no one told me. So after a month, I got seen that she has put to bed. So I called her. I reached out to her like, have you put to bed? And I am not aware. She said, if it means anything to me, if she's put to bed or not. So I was so furious, I was angry.
Why?
And I left. I left where I was to another city because of the whole drama of having not to see my child or something if I was given the opportunity to. So I left that city. To the next city I went to, I got a friend too. And now, the friend I got, the girlfriend I got, is also pregnant at the moment. And she's saying she wants to keep it. And I can't keep this one because the only solution for me to get to see the other lady and my child is to go and do the introduction. And now I'm ready to go there. But now this other girl now is pregnant. I am not ready to settle down with her. Neither am I. I just don't know what to do now. That's just the situation at the moment.
Okay. I mean, you should have thought about what you need to do.
Okay, I actually wanted to go see the parents of the mother of my child.
Yeah.
And because the only way they gave me that if I could come see them and do the right thing, that's when I'm going to have access to my child.
Yeah.
And this other one, I told her actually the truth that the reason why I'm angry and I need somebody, I need a new relationship was this is what happened. So she's aware of what the other girl did. So
what did the other girl do? She says she wanted to be married, and you said you couldn't at the time.
I couldn't, which was the truth. And it wasn't enough for me not to have access to my child.
Yeah, but you see, when you're not alone in the game, you don't determine all the rules. So that's the issue. You have to understand that.
So I have to do what is my own capacity. I can't do what
absolutely. I'm not imposing anything on you. I'm only pointing out that once you're not the only player in any game, you cannot make all the rules. So you can't say, well, look, I got her pregnant, but you don't have a right to deny me my child. Remember, there's her, there's her parents who are probably catering for her and the child, and then there's you. And they can't all, they can choose to allow you, and then they can also choose because they're now they're players in the game. Does that make sense?
Okay,
yeah,
okay. And so the dilemma now, I mean, is that I called this other girl, the one that has put to bed,
yeah,
and told her the issue I have, the challenges I have, that relative to the new girl life. So
yeah.
And that is the only problem that I'm having, not coming to see them.
Okay.
So, and I told her that if it's possible, the other girl she just wants to put to bed. She's not talking about anything about married or something.
Okay.
She just wants to put to bed. But the issue now is that she says she's not going to be a party to sharing one man. I don't know. That's how she put it, with another person. So that, and I really have to get access to my child.
Hold on a second. Who's not going to be a party to sharing a man? The second girl?
No, the first one. The one that has put to bed.
Well, that's still straightforward because the second lady is not speaking about being married to you, right?
Yeah, I told her, but she said she's not convinced that I will still go back to her as long as she has my child. So she does not want to put herself in a situation where she's going to regret or the other one hasn't put to bed now might want to use the child as a bait to come into the family or something. So I don't know.
Do you know what's being questioned here?
What?
Your capacity to wheel. That's what's in question here. What will you do? What can someone trust you for? So evidently, it doesn't quite appear that she can trust you to be a committed man because you are with her and then you said you got angry, then you went to meet someone else. And that, you know, kind of poke holes into the whole trusting you situation. But you don't give up. You try to establish what you want and see whether you can get to convince her and subsequently convince her parents that, well, that was a moment and you're going to take responsibility, but this is where you want to be. And hopefully they can see through your words that in your heart, indeed, you're that kind of man.
Okay, I spoke to the father of the girl. She said I cannot take responsibility of the child if I am not married to the girl.
What is this? Who cannot take responsibility of the child?
That she is not convinced I'm going to take responsibility of the child if I'm not married to the first, to her daughter.
The first girl is saying that you are not going to take responsibility of the
second. No, the father of the first girl, yeah.
Oh, the father of the first girl is saying that you are not going to take responsibility for the second child.
No, for the first child, he's not sure until I get married to her. But the problem now is I am ready, if that's possible, but she's not willing to go into it, having another person that is carrying my child.
Hold on a second, that don't even make sense. Her father is saying you can't take responsibility, and you are saying you can take responsibility.
I will. I have agreed to take responsibility.
So his only conviction, his only faith in you is if you marry his daughter.
But I want to marry. If it comes to that, I am ready. But the girl is not ready to
marry you because you have
marry me because of somebody else is carrying my baby.
Good God!
And I have to. That's the only means the father has given. The only condition the father has given me to have access to my child.
What was the condition he gave to you?
That I must marry the girl.
And so go to her and tell her you want to marry her.
But she's not. The problem is she's not willing to.
Because of this other girl?
Yes. And this other girl she's not even concerned about the whole issue. She just wants me to take responsibility of her own pregnancy, and which I am willing also to do.
Yeah, you have a lot of proving to do. You have to prove to them, since you're sure this is where you want to be, you have to prove to them that you're capable. So begin proving. That's what you have to do.
They're not even letting me come to see them. I told the dad I wanted to come and visit them, but he said no. Except I'm coming for introduction, I should not come. I cannot come.
And if you go for introduction, the girl is not going to marry you because of the other girl.
Yes.
Well, look at you, man. So, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up on everything?
I don't know. I really have. That's my that's my child, and I care so much about him. And I want to have access to him.
All right.
That's just the truth. I want to have access to him.
All right.
If they can grant me access to him, if the girl does not want to be with me, I can maybe talk to this other girl and we can be together. And if she's okay with anything, but the problem is the other girl is just...
Yeah, I get it. It's straightforward enough. Well, this sounds like a plan. A plan you have to rearrange. So let's hear what Lagos has to say about it. How about that?
All right.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name.
Hello.
Hello, lady. Afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
I have a confession.
Please go ahead.
Auntie Joy, I have two guys in my life that I love. Well, at the moment, I'm still confused. Like, I don't know who to settle down with.
Wait, but bring it back. You have two guys you love.
Yes.
No, you don't love them. You're not in love with both of them. You like them.
Okay, maybe I like them for different reasons.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Okay, so I feel more comfortable with the second guy. The first one, I've known him for like 3 years. But we broke up, I think last year. So when we broke up, I met the other. But now we are back together and the other guy is still with me.
Wait. You broke up with the first guy after you'd known him for 2 years. You broke up with him. Yes. Then you met another guy.
Yes.
Then the second guy you met was there when the first guy came back.
Exactly.
So you're seeing both of them. You have them in conversation or you have them in bed. Where do you have them?
No. I don't have the second one in bed. I have them in conversation.
You have them in conversation.
Yes.
Well, so you have to determine who you like and why you like him. Then see who outweighs the other. So what's your choice in a man?
Okay,
what kind of man do you want?
The first one.
Have I lost you?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
He's not a lazy guy. He's a struggling man. But the second one is just that kind of man I want for a husband, you know? I don't know if he's just lost or...
Okay, look, I think you need to think about it, and I need to go off on a break. Yeah, we'll be right back when we come back. I need to tell you something, but I can only say that fluently and without interruptions when we return. We're Nigeria Info. This is The Sunny Side. We're having confessions. My name is Joyce.
Listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
All right, so for my last caller, I had a few things I wanted to say, and I was hoping you could at least give me some response to that. But I'll say it even though you're not on the telephone. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. We're right now 2 minutes before it is 1 p.m. And on the show, my name's Joyce. After the show, my name still be Joyce. So to the lady who called, I want to ask you this question. One, you like two guys, you don't know how to choose. So first you must, I don't think you have done a thorough job of defining why you like either of the guys. So if you don't thoroughly determine why you like them, you would do yourself a disservice and you probably would misjudge one of them or both of them. Because until you thoroughly determine why you like them, you can't quite say that you can thoroughly make a good decision. So that's one. You have to thoroughly define why you like them. Now, I think a better place to begin to see why you like them is to determine who you are. So who you are is like a measurement, like a scale of some sort. And then you from there, you live in this world from the inside out. So you start from who you are and then begin to approach, okay, this is who he is and this is why I like him. This is who he is. This is why I like him. You must determine then after that, oh, so why do I like him? Because why you like him is reflective of who you are. You see that. So that's a necessary question you must also ask yourself. And then I think you should also figure out which of them allows the spirit in you shine through. Or haven't you? I hope you know that there's a spirit inside of you that must shine through, like the soul in you must shine through. If you don't know that there's a soul in you that must shine through, I'm thinking that maybe you might be the sort of woman who lives in the shadow of a man. Then you must determine whether you want to be in a shadow or you want to be in darkness, because some men have shadows, other men just carry darkness. So you have a lot of work to do to determine who should be the one for you. We're off on a break to bring you lots of the headlines. It's 1 p.m. on the clock. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. It's Confessions Thursday when we return. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. 5 minutes past one on the clock. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. And you know, it has only just occurred to me that the lady who called in did point out something, and I think she might have been referencing money when she said that the first guy is hustling and the second guy is just the guy she wants. And I'm trying not to misconstrue what she said. Is she saying that the second guy is not hustling as well, has more money? than the first guy. And so that makes him a better choice. I don't know. And I don't want to misquote something that you might have said by trying to imply what I understand. And this is just for the sake of reference. Peradventure, you think that the second guy is not hustling as much. Hence, he might just be a better option. It would appear that you have learned nothing. Yeah. I think you assume that money cushions misery. So I think you want to first of all establish the fact. Well, look, and you see, by the end of the day, you can say money is what you want, but you must also try consider the implications of money being present and it not capable of joy, happiness. Well, except you think the money can buy happiness, you know, and fulfilling you. Yeah. And living with someone who has money but doesn't love you. Like, you have to consider all of that. And by the end of the night, if you're fine with your conclusions, and of course you can go ahead either with the guy with money or the one without. But I'm trying to say you must think and determine that you have thought clearly about your decisions before you make them. Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday 0700 993 993 993 01465 7190. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
The volume of everything there, everything. The cats, the dog, the pot, everything.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, please. I just want to advise the guy that I called. Was to say so. According to the Nigerian law, no one has the right to take your son away from you. They both have the child. The woman and the son, he must have access to his son. They can't force him to marry their daughter. They cannot, but he must have access to his son. So he should get a lawyer.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name.
Because I want to advise that the lady.
Okay.
Please, money is not everything. That one that you said that is not ordinary enough. You are who can strategize and build an empire. But if it's because of money, come marry the one where you say you get money. That's why you're going to submit to. And you continue to meet his hotel, tomorrow he will be singing, "Carry me, there go, carry me, there go, my husband."
I don't think she's going to sing.
Yes.
She would already be in her husband's house. The question is whether she's happy being where she's found herself.
Okay, so she has to decide very, very well.
She has to think very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, I'm not sure about the building the empire one. Not all men are born to rule, you know, to dominate empires. And I don't think that that should be your ambition as much as you should have a good person. I don't know that there is any order higher than a good person. So, yeah, he's good. And then his industrious. Yeah, he's someone whom you can work with. Yeah. And if it's in your destiny to have an empire, and you don't need one to be fulfilled or to be happy, it's hubristic to assume that except you lord over the world, then you haven't arrived. It is arrogant, actually. Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
I don't really have a confession. I just want to speak to that girl that I'm in love with or that likes
two guys. You have a minute on the clock.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Let me quickly. First of all, it's for her to just take her time and know the one that whenever she's with, gives her that peace of mind. She's more relaxed with the person. Then secondly, between two of them, apart from provision of peace of mind, which one has that drive?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Hustling is not enough.
Oh.
When you interact, the direction somebody is going, Yahoo is hustling.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, first of all, the peace of mind. Then secondly, what's the direction? What's the purpose? Which way is it going? But most importantly, that peace of mind. Because that's what will sustain the relationship.
I don't know how you guys succeeded in marketing peace of mind as something for marriage, but God will help all of you.
No. I mean, somebody you can stay with.
Yeah.
And even at that level, you feel comfortable. You just feel that, hey, the future is secure. You know, you just feel...
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But on Lords of Logic, we need to debate something called compatibility. I think there's an underlying falsehood, another concept of compatibility. But that's a conversation for another day. And you know your point, we're taking it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. In my head, I'm wondering, what if she's them type ladies, and she might not be, just a random. What if she's the kind of lady who is raised to believe that the man is supposed to cater, provide, blah, 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 and she's supposed to, I don't know, just submit, you know? If that is her method of judgment, then there's no reason why she shouldn't pick the guy with the money. No reason. Particularly if both of them are moderately tempered. There's no reason why she shouldn't take the guy with the money. But hopefully she's going to call us back with some insight, because that would really help us. Someone on Instagram is saying, money answer it all things. I told you, and that's a guy. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. When you call in, you don't say your name.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, I'm aggressive.
Is that what?
I say I have girlfriend.
Oh no, you've done nothing but repeat what you said earlier. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
Yeah. I want to remain anonymous, please.
Absolutely. You have a confession, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm currently in a mess right now. A mother and a daughter both are pregnant for me. I don't want to say it in a funny way, but right now I don't know what to do.
Hold on a second. You mean a mother and a daughter are both pregnant for you?
Right now.
Congratulations, my man. Aren't you happy?
So, the issue on ground right now, the mother is she's aware of everything and she's currently threatening my life. I just need an advice. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. You said the mother is aware and what?
The mother is aware that her daughter is pregnant. And right now, she is pregnant as well. And I'm on the run as we speak. I can't face any of them either.
Wait, how did you get here? This was a choice you made, isn't it?
Pardon?
This was a choice you made.
No, it just happened.
Nothing happens. Come on. Nothing just happens. You made these choices. No, come on, man.
Going into details, how everything happened right now is going to sound somehow, because I was in a relationship with his daughter. Everything was fine. And she traveled abroad. When she traveled, I got a call from the mom, because I'm very close to the family and all that. So I got the call from the mom and I rushed down to the house. Getting there, she was telling me that I should help her fix some kind of stuff in the house. Try to get someone to get it fixed, but she insists I should help her out. That was it. Before I could know, she started doing what I didn't expect.
Oh, come on, man. Don't say that. Don't say she did what you didn't expect. So what did you do about what you didn't expect?
I tried to talk to her to stop what she was trying
to
do.
Yeah, but the devil had his way.
I don't want to say he's the devil.
Well, no. I hope you don't. I really hope to God you don't. All right. So she wants to keep the baby. Does she have a husband?
The husband died 3 years ago.
So is she aware that you're also dating her daughter?
Of course, yes.
Oh, and then here you are. She came back to you and said, look, we're pregnant. And you're like, no, your daughter is pregnant too.
She's aware of everything, but the issue on ground now, I don't know who to face.
I mean, you can't even face yourself. I don't even think that you're facing yourself. I don't think you have thoroughly determined. I don't think you understand what you've done or why you did it. Because you think it just happened. So if you think
I've never planned of doing anything with a mom. But it just happened. And
Okay, do you...
Right now.
No. Yeah.
Right now, I should speak. The daughter is...
Yeah.
She's not around right now.
Where's her daughter?
She's not aware of everything. She's not aware.
Where's the daughter?
She traveled to the UK.
How? Wait, when did the daughter... I thought you said the daughter was pregnant. When was she pregnant? When did she travel?
She only gave me a call. She called me, and after she was having some symptoms, I told her to just try and run a test over there. So I was even happy.
It's all right.
And she broke up the news to me that she's pregnant.
To be honest with you, there's only one thing you can do. You can man up to it, or you can find a grave and hide in there. Those are your only two options. You stand up to it, or you bury yourself in a grave. God can't save you. Let me be honest. Particularly if we're talking about the God whom nothing moves. You face it, or you hide in a grave.
Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I almost threw up. I felt so sick when you said that. I think that I understand what you mean when you say you don't plan. But can we honestly, in the same breath, say that when we lack discipline, then you become a pawn in the devil's game? It's really just that. It is a lack of discipline, a lack of philosophy, a lack of structure in your mind, in your spirit, in your human identity, a lack of something crucial, something essential. So when your structure is lacking, then the devil can mold you in any way he pleases. You have to understand that it's as funny as it's crazy to say, well, I didn't, it just happened. Like, are we supposed to laugh at that? Is that supposed to be like, you know, it's like, nothing just happens. And let me tell you why your situation is difficult. We can't help it. It's not like, well, this is something we can do to tell you how to escape it. There's nothing you can do to escape it. The only thing left here is consequence for actions. And I really hope you find the courage to face it, because I think you think I'm being funny when I say you either face it or you hide. It's really one or the other. You face it, you accept both children, or you hide. And you must hide in a grave, because if you don't face this trouble, you'll never be able to face anything else in your life's worth. So it's a typical case of a man is buried at 75, but he died at 25. And by the way, that's a quote. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Welcome.
Well done for the good work.
Thank you. Do you have a confession?
No, but I just want to contribute to the ones I have.
All right, real quick, you have a minute on the clock.
Especially the last one. You just told him the fact. In fact, the longer he keeps his action as a man, the more he's getting the problem complicated. He should get open to the lady, tell her what happened, and face whatever comes out of it.
That's it. There's nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else, really. Thank you. That's about it. You face it, or you bury yourself in a grave. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday.
So this is Anne.
Anne, it's Confessions Thursday. You know you're not supposed to say your name. You don't have a confession, right?
No, I just want to advise that guy that called last.
Okay.
So, for me, I don't think he has anything to fear about that woman. She's that mother. She's not a kid. And she knew that this guy was dating her daughter, and she gave herself to him. So if I were that boy, I would not give a damn about that woman. But his problem is that girl, the way he stands, he loves the girl. And I feel that the woman is rich. If her daughter should be abroad, maybe he needs her help to this somebody. That is the only problem he has. Not this woman, who is not a kid. By getting pregnant, a married woman, you're getting pregnant for your daughter's boyfriend.
She's not married.
She take care of herself. She go and get rid of that pregnancy. If she does not, his problem should be the girl.
All right. So
that's the girl. That should be his problem, not that woman.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. Make it back. It's Confessions Thursday. We're on Nigeria Info. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hey.
The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
Yes, I will not even say, I will say conversion. I just want to, because that last one, that even so I know what I wanted to say anyway. But I'll run quick. You see, the last time
you have
said,
a minute on the clock.
I like
so,
you.
A minute
yes,
on the clock.
I like you for your bluntness at times, you know. But many don't be. When I start telling people about you and your personality and all that, because many other times your personality is always being misconstrued by a lot of people. But you know, you have said what I could have loved to say to that guy. He has nothing, you know. But of course, in the first instance, do I even need to ask him that how many times has he done that to the woman? That's even if it's by mistake he was claiming. So, of course, for every action, there must always be consequences. So let him just build his internal strength, if he has anyone, just to face the consequences.
All right.
And like the other woman said, he just prepared, you know, he just doesn't need to be sorry for that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So that's just it. But I don't see the consequences.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. I lost you. If you're back, that would be great. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Welcome.
Confessions Thursday, the volume of everything there making noise.
Thank you very much. Guys, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have a confession, do you?
I miss you a lot because I want to tell you something that happened 3 days ago.
Okay.
So,
do you have a that's a confession, is it?
I also put a smile for that boy that put a wife and a mother.
No, well, hold on a second. If you were speaking about the guy, you have a minute on the clock, so I think you should just get to it.
Bless you.
Go ahead.
So, I just want to tell you what happened in the International Airport Road. A policeman arrested Okada. Okada doesn't want to give out the machine to the policeman. They now took.
Hold on a second, pardon me. I'm sorry. This is not confessions. This is more like social conversation. Can we do this another time, please, if you don't mind?
Okay, please. Yeah. Let me talk about the guy.
Okay, I'm going to give you 50 seconds real quick.
God bless you. The guy has tried a lot. The work is well done. You continue like that.
Oh, well, that was easy.
Okay. Well done.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. I lost you. If you make it back, that'll suffice. Hi. What's your name? Oh, forgive me. Don't say your name. Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. Can you hear us? Your line isn't so clear. I'm guessing that, I don't know what the issue is. I hope you call back. Confessions Thursday.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Okay,
you have a confession.
I want to talk about the young man that called to say he put the girlfriend and the mother in a family way, okay?
Yeah.
Joyce, for the first time, I noticed that you're being very judgmental. I'm sorry to say that, okay? I do not support what the young man has done. It is not right. But there's a word called seduction. There's a word called seduction, you know, and all that. It's possible that woman has seduced him to do what he
Okay, hold on a second now. You say I'm being judgmental, so tell him what you think he should do about the situation.
Well, you just said him, I'm so sorry, you got to fix your problem. Do you understand? Yes, I'm so sorry.
Wait. Why are you saying you're sorry?
That was your attitude. I'm sorry.
So I'm asking you. No, I'm not sorry. I said what I said. I'm not sorry about what I said. I'm not being political with my statement. I said what I said, and it's the truth. So you think you have something better? Could you say it real quick? You have a minute?
That's your opinion. I'm sorry that I'm not...
I'm asking you now, what advice do you have for him?
It's a tough one, but you should feel sorry for him.
No, you can't say it's a tough one. He's in a situation, and he must move on. So something must be done. So tell him what he must do.
Well, of course, he needs to face it.
So he needs to face it.
You should go open up to the mother-in-law and say, this is what has happened. Open up to the girlfriend and say, this is what has happened. And apologize to him.
So what's different from what you said and what I said?
Say it again?
What's different from what you said and what I said? What's different between what I said and what you have just said? Did I intentionally lose you? Because I'm really waiting for you to spot out the difference. I haven't cut you off. You're there. So what's the difference? Wow. I want you to know you didn't do any better. You didn't do any better than I did. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We'll be right back. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
Hello?
The volume of your radio set. Yep.
Hello?
No. You have to turn off the volume of your radio set. That's always a deal. It works every time. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Thank you very much. You have a confession?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, actually, I just want to contribute to the other guy that got his girlfriend and the mother.
Oh.
Pregnant.
Okay.
I just want to, yeah. You know, sometimes I think things that happen, you know, the Bible says, he that thinketh he standeth, take a blessing for. Many a times people don't plan to do wrong. Maybe sometimes there could be a charm or something, and then they're not strong enough to resist that charm. Some people
use charm?
Like demonic, satanic powers to hypnotize people. And then if those people themselves are not fortified enough to resist that charm, they find themselves doing things they never intended doing. It's when they are through with it, they realize that, what have I done? How did I get here? What got me here?
Wait, are you saying, hold on a second, you just quoted the scripture, and then you said some people use charm to seduce people and sleep with them. So you think that's what happened to the guy?
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Some people use charms to hypnotize people and make them do things they would never do in their own right senses.
Okay, so is it possible then, that he was also he could have been in his right senses as well? Is that also possible?
Exactly. So
don't say exactly. Is that possible? That's a yes.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's my point. Sometimes we tend to judge.
No. Nobody's judging him. My friend, nobody has judged him. If you want to say something, you can say it. So far, nobody has judged him. And I cannot allow you import the assumption that some people would. Nobody has.
Nobody has. Well, that's my point anyway.
What's your point?
I just want to say that some people get hypnotized and doing things.
Okay, hold on a second.
We
cannot allow the conversation hang in the air. So let's assume that your assumptions deserve some merit. What do we do with the circumstance?
All right. So having seen that has happened anyway, it's been done. I think he should, like the other woman said, the lady knew what she was doing. She seduced him. But it's left to him. She actually seduced him. My point is that she might have used some charms or whatever it is.
I can't believe you're going on about this charm. You've said it like 6 times already. And I'm wondering whether, is that the only means by which men lay with women?
No, that's not. So there's a possibility for that. So we have to have that openness to realize that there's a possibility for that. I will leave that there. I'll leave it there.
Thank you for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sun side. Hello. No, I'm sorry. It's not good enough. So you're going to have to try again. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, welcome.
Sorry, please.
Confessions Thursday. You have a minute, real quick.
For quite a while. Yes, and your people. I just want to advise you, Joyce. Please just go ahead. Don't engage anybody, whether they criticize your opinion or your whatever. Okay? You have been frank. You have been who you are. You have been, you understand. At least, as a matter of fact, because I've been listening to you for quite a while, about 3 or 4 people have made a personal convention all along. And the way your judgment or your opinion about them, it is in tune with whatever cases they brought to the table. So in this kind of one, when anybody say you are being judgmental or whatever,
no.
Just like I already said, let them just give a better opinion and leave you to what you have said. Everybody should just pick it. After all, the guy that submitted the statement, he has left and accepted.
Right.
I want to believe he accepted what you have just said. So please don't waste
all
your
right.
time because of the time.
All
don't
right,
waste your time
you.
On anybody defending whatever thing you have said.
I can't
thank
defend
you.
What I said. I said what I said. I need not defend it. I just need a superior argument. That's all. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. I lost you and I hope you make it back. The sun is out. on Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon. I don't have any confession. I want to say something concerning the guy that gave one girl belly, then later go to another person and give another girl belly.
Okay, that's an earlier caller. Hello? Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead. You have a minute on the clock.
I want to say that for me, what I understand here is that that first girl that is pregnant, he does not love the girl. He no love that girl. If he loved that girl, he would not be saying that my child. And for his own information, somebody called and was saying that he has the right over that child. Madam, now spam him get right over. Not being from the beginning side. I don't know what you're. Oh. I don't know if you're getting.
Oh, I understand that.
Yes, it is spam. It is spam. Hey, it is spam. Who carried the picking at the woman carried the picking?
Well, that's a different
picking
argument.
Girl, man, making go any court. Eh?
I mean, that didn't cross my mind.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. The only thing is that the only thing that he contributed is the spam. The only person that made the babies inside is God. The only person that carried the baby is the girl. So making just not conform anything for you. And for the woman according to them, they say they seduced.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
There's anything like sham, Mr. Ye. Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday.
I don't have confessions. I just want to contribute on that boy, that the guy that confessed that he pregnant mother and daughter.
Okay, a minute on the clock. Go ahead.
He has done what he has did. Understand? Okay. And let him just face the consequences. And again, please, Miss Joy, there's a word. This word is so, so deep and all that. The word you told him at class, at the end, you said that he should go and hide himself in the grave. Let him not go further to commit suicide or to think what to
do. No. Hold on a second. Have you heard the quote that a man is buried at 7 to 5, but he died at 25? Have you heard that?
Buried himself.
A man is buried at 75, but he died at 25. Have you heard that? Have you heard that quote before?
Please, I have not heard that. Just what I think in my own mind. Not that I am judging you or...
No, you are. And I don't have a problem with it, but you must understand the motive of my statement.
That statement, I feel it.
Okay, hold on. Where are you from?
I'm from Imo State.
Have you heard the Igbo say, Madu Dindu Onwukama?
Yes, I've heard it, but at least
wait a second. So when you hear
him to bring out himself,
I'm with you. Go ahead. Hello. All right. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternion to you. Welcome.
Yeah.
Confession stairs. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to speak on two people that I confessed about this afternoon.
Okay, you have a minute on the clock, and I hope it's good enough. Go ahead.
Okay. The last guy that I said he gave his girlfriend pregnancy and the mother. There's one slide that used to say, oh, 2 Tuesday. The boy don't enter Ramo.
Well.
Because you cannot do an expensive mistake and be calling for. I don't have any advice to give, but I pray you, your main girlfriend should, you know, apologize to her. Maybe she will forgive you and move on.
Forgive him and... But should she break up with him? Or should she date him?
Depends on the girl. The boy doesn't have any say again. The man or the man doesn't have any say. Because how could you give your mother-in-law a pregnancy and
problem, to be honest. It's not solely his problem, but he had a responsibility which he failed at in there. It's not solely his problem. The issue now is how he's going to deal with two children from the same bloodline.
Two children, as in that is that. Maybe when the two girls or two guys, your mother is my grandmother or your mother. Please, people listening should avoid expensive mistakes. Other people are saying that people are just saying, well, the man seduced you. Why would they seduce him?
Well, so someone said that it's possible to be seduced. Someone else said that it's charm.
I don't believe that.
Well, he said it's possible to be charm. He said that's a possibility.
We are not going to what happened. We are going to what is the guy going to do.
So what they should he do?
About what has happened. To me, what he should do to me is call the girl and call the mother. Sit them down and break the news to both of them. Call the family. Call your family. Now, the guy has to face the shame.
Is it shameful? Jonathan,
it's a shame. It's very shameful now. Oh. Very, very shameful.
Okay. How could you, so, okay, some people don't think it's shameful. They just think, hey, it's just one of those.
Very, very shameful.
Okay.
Call your family. Tell your mommy and daddy, come, let's go to my in-law house. My in-law is waiting
for
me. Is
there any way he can avoid the shame?
There is no way he can. If he faces the shame, it's easier for him to recover when he faces the shame.
Oh.
That when he avoids the shame.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Looks like a high one. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Sorry, I lost you. Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I have a solution for that particular guy that pregnant with his girlfriend more than
Oh, that would be good.
So the solution that I have for the guy is a very simple solution. What the guy needs to do now is that the guy has to go and rent two apartments. Take the girl to one apartment and take the mother-in-law to one apartment. For now, the guy should not just open up anything. Let two of them put to bed. So he can now open up and let them. Because if you open up anything now, somebody may commit suicide. That is the only thing.
It's suicide they can commit after they give birth.
Yes, they cannot. When they keep birth, maybe like after like some months, like 2-3 months. I know, you know, the guy can control the mother-in-law. He can control the girl mother. He can talk to the girl mother.
Hold on a second.
That the guy dead his daughter.
Hold on a second.
You can just control the girl mother. The girl mother.
You can't control anybody. You can't control anybody. I don't think you can control anybody.
But there's nothing the guy can do for now. But you don't need to open up now. Except you want to carry maybe one dead body to body for now.
All right,
let's
thank you.
Put to bed. That's all it is.
I don't know that that's a good idea, but yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
Hello, good morning, Jess.
Afternoon, actually. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
No, I just wanted to...
Hello? Sorry, I lost you. All right, so it's Confessions Thursday. Welcome if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. I will take only one more commentary, and we're moving on with confessions. If it's not confessions, I would not be having it. Hello, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Yes. I just want to say one thing. From the comments and the old thing, I'm not being judgmental, but I can see that 95% of Nigerian men are messed up. Oh, God.
No, wait. Uh-oh, I lost you. Hold on. What do you mean by that? That's not a... Well, so first of all, I don't even know if that's fair. The figure is not accurate. One, but I don't know if it's fair. And then one, when you say something like that, you should be able to defend it so that at least the people whom you're trying to criticize can understand the merits to the statement. Otherwise, it just sounds like, well, you're just insulting us because you have airtime. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm sorry, it's so noisy. It's too noisy. It's unreal. Please, you're going to have to find a quieter place and call back. That will work. Hello, how are you? Confession stairs. Do you have a confession? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you anymore. Remember to turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Confession stairs.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome. How are you? Confession stairs.
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday. What's your confession?
Yeah, please. I want to chip in something.
No, I'm sorry. We're done with commentary. I'm done with commentary. We're taking confessions, please. Please. Thank you. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
I can hear you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
Not really. I just want to ship in something.
No, I'm sorry. We're done with commentaries. We're taking confessions now.
Okay.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Ouch. It's too loud. I'm sorry. Ouch. It's noisy.
Yeah. I have a kind of confession, more like something that I can share that could encourage somebody out there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, there was a time, I had back in school, I had a girlfriend I, you know, pretty much wanted to just maybe stay with, and then maybe after school get married and plan my life after that. And it didn't really work out. So along the line, I got her pregnant like two or three times. Oh, twice, yeah. And in both of those occasions, we had to remove the pregnancy. And removing the pregnancy did a lot of things to me. Kind of, I didn't really see, I didn't feel that there, because like every action has a repercussion, of course, in one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really, I didn't really see anything wrong. It was wrong though, but I, as a Christian, yes, it was wrong. But it later got to me that when we both, you know, we didn't continue again after like 5 years, we couldn't get married because our ages were close to each other, and she had to move on with her life, and I had to eventually, I got married, she got married, but I couldn't forgive myself for a very long time because of that. Even when I became born again as a Christian, I knew God. It was like a torture every time. But one thing I know God did for me was I kept putting it to God that I didn't do these things. I did those things when I was ignorant, and I kept asking for God's mercy and forgiveness, and He did forgive me, and I moved on, and I don't feel any guilt anymore. Nobody can accuse me of anything I've done right now on that issue, because I know He has forgiven me and I've moved on. So the consequences were there because I didn't have peace at all, even when I became a Christian. Even though she had given birth, she has children, she had a happy home, I have a happy home, but that peace, I didn't have it.
And I
kept asking God for mercy.
So you prayed and you felt release in your spirit that says to you, you've been forgiven of your transgressions. Have I lost you?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
So you're saying that you prayed and you felt release in your spirit that you have been forgiven of your trespasses?
Yes, yes, I have.
Fantastic. Oh, well, yes. Look, thank you for sharing that. I guess someone needed to hear that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's noisy. Ouch, noisy. I'm not sure why. Hopefully you make it back. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Yes.
The volume of everything now.
Hello?
Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Afternoon.
I want to talk about that second, that caller that just called now.
Okay. The one who prayed to God for forgiveness?
No, the one that pregnanted the mother and the daughter.
Oh, no. We're done with taking commentary on that, please, because we have to allow other people who have a confession to have the opportunity to tell their story. Thank you very much for understanding. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Can you hear us? Are you with us? Confessions Thursday? Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. What's your confession?
My name is Donald.
Well, it's good to have you here.
I have a confession.
All right, Doe. Hello? All right, that's quite a pair. I lost you. When you're calling, please do not say your name, all right? And don't listen to me if I ask you for it. Sometimes I forget. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Don't say your name and turn off the volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, ladies. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday. What's your confession?
Okay. I'm married to a man who was married before.
Oh.
And the issue with his first marriage was cheating on his wife. So before our marriage, he promised that
he won't cheat.
He learned his lessons and he has changed.
Yeah.
But to my greater surprise, same issue that happened in the first marriage, I'm still passing through same problems with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his reason now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that is just way of life or is a cause. I can't even tell.
I'm assuming you've told. Does he know that he's cheating on you?
Yes.
So what did he say?
He keeps apologizing, saying that he's sorry, it will not happen again. Every time, if you caught him with one today, you will see him with another one tomorrow. He's just a serial cheater.
Okay.
And that's not all. So the first wife now, as in the one that he has divorced with, she is now saying that she wants to come back to the marriage. For me, I said, I told him that to me, he is welcome to bring him back.
Bring her back? Okay.
I'm even tired of the old rubbish.
All right.
It's not as if the man has changed or he's even taking care of me. He's not even man enough of taking care of his family.
Okay.
Let's like 17% of the old expenses and he do tight and still you will still be cheating on me. So the thing is really driving me crazy.
Oh, hold on. If he was paying all of the bills and he was cheating on you, would you be okay with that?
Yes, if he's taking care of me, at least I will try a little.
To tolerate the cheating. So you can really tolerate the cheating, but just because
really,
he doesn't
not
have...
Not really.
No.
Maybe,
honey,
maybe.
No, I'm sorry. It's a yes or it's a no.
I can't even stand it. It's really annoying.
So if you say you can't stand it, that's in itself a sole argument. That's an independent argument of whether he provides or not. But here you're saying he doesn't even provide. It sounds as though if he was providing and he was cheating, you'd be cool. Because if he was providing and he was cheating and you would have been cool, then we'll tell you to stay in the marriage. We think you should stay. Where are you going? So are you
I'm
sure
really
you understand?
Cool.
You're confused. Why?
Yeah, because I don't tell my mom out by people that this is what I'm going through, and the thing is really
it would, to be honest with you, if you can tolerate the cheating, it seems as though your biggest pain here is the fact that he's not providing enough. So if we have two problems, let's list them in order of hierarchy. So right now, if you say you can tolerate cheating, then you're saying he should be providing while he's cheating. Now, if you say you can't tolerate cheating, then that's a different conversation. Then we should be having that conversation.
I can't stand it.
You can't tolerate the cheating?
At all. Because I'm not cheating on him.
Good. And he's told you sorry many times. And you're no...
I can't even count. I've lost count.
All right.
To the extent, even when I was pregnant with my baby, he even told one of his girlfriends that I'm pregnant. I don't even understand that.
Oh, meaning that you're not useful to him in that 9 months.
I can't even tell.
I
was really supposed to hear the guy telling me that we die with my pregnancy.
Wait, his side chick spoke, she looked you in the eye?
She told me that.
For real?
Hold on a second. After she called me and told me that we die with the pregnancy. My husband was there. They are still talking since today.
Oh, well, good God of heaven. Really? Okay, so do you say, can you be in the marriage?
I'm tired. I don't know. Some people will say, all men are the same, all men are that. Say I should bear it and all that. But I'm not sure that's the right thing. I'm not sure.
Do you believe that all men are the same?
Yeah, I don't believe so. If all of them are the same, everybody must not be married. Okay. That's what I think.
Okay. So I want you to, first of all, you have to define the world in your own language. So, for example, you have to be the one to determine whether you think all men are the same, because your actions are predicated on your own knowledge. You're going to act on what you know. So if you're going to stay in the marriage, you're going to be acting on the knowledge that you have. If you're going to leave the marriage, you're going to be acting on the knowledge that you have. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now you must determine what you can tolerate, what you can't. And let's not make money a factor. That blows logic. It actually corrupts sensibility. Remove money, because he might be broke today and rich tomorrow. Except he's a total idiot. You see that? But if he's working and he just needs time to really get his foot, you know, stable on the ground, but he's cheating and you can't tolerate it, and his wife wants to come back, then you can say, I'm out. Get her. Let her come be with you and tolerate this. I can't. But you see, you would be acting on the knowledge that you have, so that even if you're single tomorrow, you're going to be good with it.
Exactly.
No, thing. Don't say exactly. Because if you
me,
can
I'm
tolerate cheating.
By the morning. Okay. That I cannot stand because.
Okay, good.
I can't stand it.
Uh-huh. If you can't stand it, then you say, look, that other woman who wants to call back, give me her number. Let me help you call her. She better be here like yesterday. Yeah.
Exactly. Instead of her to be using charm and the rest to come and be threatening somebody.
Is she using charm on you too?
I'm not sure, but they are just telling me that Yoruba people, they are so diabolic. Hey, I'm not.
No, no, that's just rumor. That, you can't believe that now. Yeah. I mean, you know, it might not be true. But if she's using charm, it's not that serious. She can come get the guy. It's not like you even want the guy to begin with.
That's what I said, though, that it's better I should won't tell her. Come and carry.
Give her, let the guy give you her number. You call her, like, honey, don't. I hear you're doing jazz. Is that true? She'll say, no. She's like, don't worry. Come and collect the guy. We don't want him. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday. Eh? 99.3 Nigeria Info, and welcome to the Lords of Logic. Look, first of all, thanks to all our friends who called in. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you for your confessions. And here we must segue into the Lords of Logic, and we welcome you to our social philosophical conversations that deal with human realities, conjectures. We hope to make some sort of reasoning out of what can be said to be social notions, social constructs, human philosophies, social philosophies, developmental philosophies, and everything that has to do with higher reasoning. It's our best bet at trying to evaluate human strength, human reasoning, all on radio, on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. All right, so we had a conversation that needed to continue today, and it's that nobody is perfect. The supposition is that human flaws are proof that he is imperfect. In the same vein, we must flip the sentence the other way, which is that the reason humans make mistakes is because they are flawed. So human flaws are proof that humans are imperfect, and as such, flaws are proof that the human is imperfect. But then again, you see, when I flip the sentence, you know, the other way, I want to ask you instead, are human flaws proof that a person is imperfect? One, you must understand imperfection, you know, vis-a-vis perfection, and the fact that man is or isn't perfect. The conversation begins now. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Is man, create the being, imperfect? And if he isn't perfect, then why isn't he perfect? If he is perfect, why is he? Some people made submissions last week worthy of note. Today, hopefully, we can pick as much brains as we can as the conversation begins. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's Lords of Logic. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. It's amazing when people come to tell you to the world that you are not perfect.
Oh.
Which means we are not rational human beings.
Which means we're not rational? Okay, that's one point.
We are rational. So because we have intelligence, we can reason.
Oh.
Can you be in the circumstances, the very dark circumstances, and not reason your way out?
Oh.
Why is the civilized world full of learned men? Why are there institutions of learning? You know, to upgrade our mental faculty, our ability to reason where?
Okay.
We have to discern. We have discerning mind.
Okay.
The fact that we have discerning mind, you can't openly get into a particular difficulty and say that because you can't reason yourself out. So the fact that we can reason, you have the discerning soul, discerning mind.
Yeah.
We are made perfect.
Oh, okay. That's a solid one.
No, because look at you, Joyce. Because you have intelligence, you're able to coordinate your thinking. You can hardly make an irrational mistake.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I'm a good example.
You understand, Joyce?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So, and how can an adult come out and say, hey, we are not perfect because we are not created perfect? What of your reasoning faculty? What of your reasoning faculty?
Good. So now that you have...
Can't you reason perfectly?
Okay, so now let's do this. Now you have given them something to counter. So they must do a good job of disagreeing with your position or agreeing with it. So if they cannot disprove your submission of reason being proof of an element of human perfection, then they must give us something superior. How about that?
And then it means people can look at it from different perspective. Their own perspective, I get me, Joyce.
Yeah.
Their own perspective, if they can reason it out, argue it out logically, then I'll be able to agree. But then,
yeah, let's find
for
out.
Me to say that we are not perfect, we are perfect human because we are rational.
All right,
you
so
can,
that's...
You can reason it out.
Thank
and that's
you.
Why the old philosophers, Aristotle, of little, they have way of thinking that is far beyond human perception sometimes.
All right.
They can reason themselves out. And that's why sometimes they don't go the way of religion, whereas religion is authentic. But then, you are for the fact that they can reason and sort out themselves and define ways of life that the world can live on.
Okay.
Which means we are perfect human beings.
We're going
to
take that.
We have brain to discern. We have soul to discern. We have mind to discern, Joyce.
Okay, we're going to subject that to scrutiny. Thank you very much for calling.
That's our contribution,
sure,
Joyce.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Humans are perfect. Why? Imperfect. How?
Good afternoon, man.
Good to have you here.
And see, human flaws is the reason or the decision that...
Proof of imperfection.
Imperfect, yes.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
How?
I want to give you a example.
Real quick.
During lockdown, we had 1 million abatalut and 17 billion given to us. And our government did not give us. Yet it means they are not Jesus Christ. They are imperfect. Another second example is you. Knowing that in the Matthew they say a woman should submit. Hey. And you say you cannot submit to a man. That means you're imperfect. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
And another one.
Yeah, I wouldn't dispute that, right?
I'm operating my machine now. I want to go and take 2 bottles.
Okay.
Because I have to take 2 bottles so that I can operate the machine.
You're not.
Because if I'm perfect, I cannot supposed to take 2 bottles.
You're not giving me you're just speaking. You're not giving me a sophisticated argument. You're not even thoroughly defending your position. But look, I'm going to say thank you. Yeah, you're not defending it thoroughly. But thank you very much.
I'm defending that the human flaw is the meaning
is
of
proof.
That a man is imperfect.
It's perfect. All right, thank you very much. So Lagos, Nigeria, they say, you know, humans make mistakes. That's why they're imperfect. So I'm asking you, are flaws proof that the man is imperfect? Or is there something now that determines, is there a higher determinant to a man's estate that makes him perfect? The Lords of Logic, my name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
My name is Chinoso.
Chinoso, good to have you. Thank you. Go ahead. Okay. Calling from Lagaja?
I think no man is perfect.
No man is perfect?
Yes, okay. Because when you say that man is perfect, that means you are referring man to God, because the only God that's perfect.
Okay. So that's
so,
that's about
because man always makes mistakes. So
okay.
That's what makes man imperfect.
What are the factors that makes a thing a mistake? Why is something a mistake? Yo, well, you know, it's the Lords of Logic. What did you expect? But here's the brilliance of it. I need someone to support so you can hear something and you can give flesh to it. You can hear something and you can disprove it. But we would only settle for superior arguments, all right? Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. If something is said to be a mistake, something qualifies it as mistake. In the same vein, we must also admit that the man who has identified it as mistake... Come on now, you want me to say it? So if we say something is a mistake, it means that the one... It means that man is capable of identifying something as mistake. So first, now we have identified the error and the capacity to identify the error. The Lords of Logic. I'll see what you do with that. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, the Lords of Logic. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Human being, we are not perfect.
Why?
Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead. Just tell us why you think so. For example, someone said reason. Someone says we have reason, and as such, that reason is proof of our capacity to attain perfection. So what do you say?
Yeah, we are not perfect because the last time during your last program, someone called in comparing human being to computers, like, since we are not perfect, how come that we are able to make computers that are perfect, that they work perfectly? Now, I want to talk on that. Computers, gadgets, calculators, all those things, they are programmed. And they work based on instructions. So when you plug them or you switch them on, they work.
Go ahead. You're doing well.
As human beings,
we
are made up in such a way that we are moving agents, and we have flaws.
Hold on a second. No. Let me redirect that. You say I lost you. So there was something then. I think you ran out of airtime. I don't think you disappeared. I just think you ran out of airtime. So you said something. You said the calculator, the computers are encoded. Yeah? Good. Meaning someone encoded them. Good. You say the human, when you got to the human, I think you were not necessarily sure the best descriptive for the human. But let me see if I can give you something to contemplate. Does the human operate with laws? Encoding. Is the human operational under the influence of an innate encoding? Is that something encoded in man? And that's to say, now we have to compare man as we've compared the machine. It's like, do men operate under rules? Is man a free being without external factors or influence? The Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's the Lords of Logic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Joyce, yeah, and this is your dangerous program. Don't call me again.
I needed you to explain why you think the sunny side is dangerous.
Okay, let me complete my thought that time. You know, I need the description. I was like, the way the world would be like a guy who enters a pool.
No, don't worry. Pardon me. You will explain the dangerous part of sunny side at a later time. Today, just give us a...
Yeah. So this thought, let me... The guy took some part of like what I want to say. Like an example for place with what he said is like there was this either Avengers movie or cartoon.
Okay.
When Ultron was like he needs to destroy humans because it is the only way to bring peace, that they are imperfect.
Okay.
So physically the Ant-Man couldn't beat Ultron. They tried everything. He now had to beat him with logic. He was not like, you are not perfect. Ultron was like, why? He was like, if you am imperfect, an imperfect thing cannot make a perfect thing. So, going by that logic, if you believe in religion, they tell you that your God is perfect, that he made you in his own image.
Okay.
A perfect thing cannot make an imperfect creature.
Okay.
And as he made that thing, they have already established multiple times in the Bible that you have a conscience. They put the good and evil in you.
Okay.
So the mistake is based on one of two things. Either it was committed out of wrong information, because just like a computer, get garbage in, garbage out. You might have the best computer in the world, but if you feed rubbish, it will give you rubbish. Is the computer imperfect? No, it is you who inputted imperfect information into the computer.
Oh.
So that's my own solution.
Well, that's fair, though. Thank you very much. Giving us something to work with. You can either agree or disagree, but it must be superior logic. The Lords of Logic on Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hey, the volume of your radio station.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? I'm right-handed. Hello, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Lord Igwe Victor.
Lord Igwe Victor, thank you for calling. Go ahead. I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just prove that you're a lord.
Yeah, my logic based on nobody's...
Yeah.
Is, they say nobody possesses the... In philosophy, we say nobody possesses the monopoly of all the desirable elements.
Okay.
Meaning that in Igbo, they also say, meaning that you can never possess the monopoly of all the expected items or components that is expected for something to be perfect. I don't know if you get it.
I'm following, yeah.
In the Bible, Bible says that after the creation of man, that God regretted why he created man. Then you said something about mistake. This is why we have versions of technologies. When people that produce cars, when they finish a particular brand of car, they will come up with another model. They will say, this is 2015 model. After people would have tried to get engrossed with the 2015 model, they will come up with 2018 model, meaning that the makers of those models are not perfect. So the things they have done are not perfect. So they continue to see how they can improve. At the end of the day, there's no perfection in all the updates they are trying to do. So there is no perfection with human beings.
What do you think consumerism is?
Come again.
What do you think consumerism is? Consumer culture, which is how the world is operated right now.
Consumer culture.
Okay, so let me just get to it. The reason they are phasing things out is not a function of imperfection necessarily. It's a function of a capitalist ideology. It is that we give you, you buy 2018, then you have to go save money to buy 2019.
All right.
It's consumer culture. That's not a function of imperfection.
All right. But if you look at all the models and all the versions, you will see that there are things that you can find on the last one.
Look,
that
do you...
That has been updated and has been better improved on the latest one.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have allow the public, someone to pick on that, agree or disagree. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, this is Lord Igor Victor.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. So we need someone to speak against or defend reason. Someone says reason is proof that we have capacity for perfection. Igor Victor is saying that we do not have capacity for perfection because we can be improved. So Igor Victor, something else worth contemplating is science right now is creating a man who is encoded with machine. So by your logic, you're saying that this man that you are is inferior. So to make you supposedly superior, you must be replaced with machine because it's the same logic. All right, let's find out what you have to say about that. The Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info, nobody's perfect. For or against, want to find out what you think about that. Nigeria Info, hello, welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, tell us your name, you go ahead. What's that thing?
This is MG Online. I want to tell you something in a quick one.
Okay.
Where do you people get this insinuation that no man is perfect? Where do you people get it from?
Are you fighting someone? Do you have a defense for something?
Man is a perfect being. See, if we come to the Bible called Noah a perfect man. The Bible called a lot of people a perfect man. It called Abraham a righteous man. If you use the coin Greek, it talked about being righteous. Now, righteous in coin Greek talks about being perfect. Now, Noah, whom God called a perfect man, was a drunkard. Noah was a drunkard. But yes, God called him a perfect man. That is to tell you that what we call imperfection is not what God calls perfection. What we God calls perfection is your state of your heart. Why what the world calls imperfect is your flaws and your physical mistakes. David was someone who does a lot of mistakes. But yes, God called him a man after my own heart. Meaning to tell you that what God calls imperfect is not what man calls imperfect. And Christ said that be ye perfect as my Father or as I am holy, as I'm perfect. That is to tell you that God cannot tell you to be what he cannot be. Or God cannot tell you to become what you know that you cannot become.
Okay.
So where do people get this word? No man is imperfect. The same way they coin one language that... help those who help themselves.
Mm.
That no one is worthy. Where do they get all these languages from?
I think, I'm not even sure why I'm laughing. The fact that you're offended at the social construct. Well, the fact that it sounds as though you're coming for me. The Lords of Logic. I was looking for a word. Obsolescence. Obsolescence is the word American Senate was debating a few years ago, where they invited gadget companies or manufacturers of appliances to make gadgets or appliances last longer. So they were debating obsolescence, saying that gadget companies deliberately phase out gadgets in order to sell new ones. And so the American Senate was saying people were wasting raw materials. We need to be able to repair old ones and convert them in a manner that they are able to last longer. So the phasing out of old things and the bringing in of a new is, to some degree, if we consider what it would mean logically or technically, the word obsolescence, then we can, I don't think that that would pass for a sophisticated defense that we are imperfect. Yeah. Because science has told us that man, that different types of men or types of mankind have come through history. The ones that look like monkeys. In fact, some of you believe that you came from monkeys. Yeah. It's like, what version of the monkey are you at this point? And then a Homo sapien. Oh, there are plenty of sapiens out there. I mean, your history. And then the ones who come from God have not evolved because evolution is only in Christ. All right. The Lords of Logic, make it work. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Lords of Logic. I didn't hear you.
Good afternoon. It's welcome.
Hey, welcome, lady. Go ahead.
I do not believe that nobody's perfect.
All right, defend it.
So first of all, what is life? To me, I think life is continuous energy, intelligence with vibrations and awareness.
Okay.
I say that to say that right here, right, the point of life is here and now. So right here, right now, with all that I know, with all that I understand, and with all that I am perfect. But
okay,
if I die now, I die perfect.
Okay.
But if I don't die now, the fact that I have time.
Yeah.
I have room to improve.
Okay.
That does not mean that tomorrow I'm not, like, perfect. I'm perfect today, but if I to tomorrow, I have room to improve on this.
Okay.
So that tomorrow I am better than today. That's why we are alive. To be better than our past.
Okay.
But in the moment, with everything that you are, good and evil, right, yin yang, that is perfection.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Something else worth explaining is during World War II, Hitler created, you know, Angel of Death, World War II, Joseph Mengele was creating humans in the lab. They were modifying humans. And I need to... The Aryan man, please Google the Aryan man. World War II, they tried to establish a superior kind of man. So if you Google that, so if you read about the Aryan man, it would mean that if you say that, for example, nobody's perfect and man is a point of reference, then you're maybe suggesting that the man created during World War II, or at least by the Aryan race, which was one of the objectives of Hitler, is correct, because they try to improve on the physicality of a man. So the implication of your lack of perfection would be that you are imperfect, and what they try to create in World War II, or the race created in World War II, is far more perfect. The Lords of Logic, nobody's perfect. My name's Joyce. Hello. Welcome to the show. There's also something else I want to give to you. It's worthy of contemplation. Can someone disprove reason, please? The reason is not proof of perfection or the element of perfection. Hello, how are you? Fine, girl.
Huh?
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Joy.
All right, the Lords of Logic, you got something we can use?
Yeah, this is Victor from Musi.
Welcome, Victor, go ahead.
Yeah, so I want to talk about...
Real quick, go ahead. We know what you want to talk about. Go ahead.
All right. The question is, are human flaws proof of imperfection?
Yes, the flaw is proof.
Okay, so this is it. I don't think it shouldn't be so. But, you know...
Excuse.
There is an angle I want to take it from.
Let's go.
You know, if you look at the religious angle, the spiritual angle, so to say. So, because when we are made, we are compared. You know, we are meant to... the character of Jesus Christ, like in Christendom, for instance, happens to be the... task we are given to meet the standard of God so that we'll be perfect. So because of that, he puts human beings in that imperfect circle.
Bring it back. Wait, if you follow Christ, it puts you in an imperfect circle?
No. Like, when you are expected to meet that standard.
Okay.
Christ.
Okay.
So because we believe that, because this world is sinful.
Yeah, you fall short of the glory of God.
For humans to meet that standard.
Okay.
So now, it makes it... It puts humans in that imperfect circle.
Okay.
And it makes it difficult for someone to, you know, it becomes an expensive accolade when someone says you're perfect.
It becomes expensive because it's unattainable.
Exactly.
Okay.
It seems unattainable. But I think it shouldn't be so. You know why?
Come on, man. Defend this argument. Go ahead.
Okay. So, because we have seen some things being done by humans... And they were perfect.
Okay.
Complete.
So
it means that you have to be in a perfect state to do those perfect things. However, when you talk about flaws, if your flaws are not strong enough to contend with your strengths, so it means that those your flaws are not seen. They are not noticed.
Huh?
So I believe that as far as your strengths, is the one, you know, making ways for you.
So you're saying strong outside. People are more perfect than weak people?
Exactly.
Is that a function? Is that a function of choice or a function of natural disposition?
No, I think it's a function of natural disposition, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. I think so, sorry, Joyce.
So if you're taller than me...
Have you ever imagined...
All right, okay.
Let me give you a very big example.
We don't have forever. You have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, you know, even in this society...
You don't think
now,
it's choice. You think it's natural disposition. So you think some people in this world are just perfect human beings. Other weak people are imperfect human beings. You don't think there's a function of choice.
Joyce, this is a reality that we are not...
Stop saying reality. You just spoke about Jesus. When Adam and Eve ate the apple, it was the knowledge of the fruit of good and evil, wasn't it? Isn't that a function of choice? Isn't that proof of choice?
No, it was a vote. It was like... It was
proof of choice and capacity.
Joyce, wait.
I don't have time.
Something preceded a choice. Something triggered a choice. It wasn't just, oh, okay.
You
have to be convinced. Someone had to convince them. Okay,
are we perfect? Okay, let's end it. Are we perfect? It's a no.
I think we should be. I think so.
I like when you say I think. You're not even clear, but you know what? It was nice meeting you on the show.
No,
nice meeting you. You're not sure. That's okay.
You know, this kind of question. No. Actually, this kind of questions makes you put you in the middle. You know,
there are no gray areas. It's heaven or hell. It's light or dark. There are no middle grounds. You know or you don't know. It's like, it's what it is. Don't worry. Take your time. Don't worry. Today's not your day. Next week, probably. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank
for real.
You,
yes. Thank you. Nigeria Info.
The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.